Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glad to see you in the presence of the Lord.
Now, come on, minister to us in song. Thank you, Pastor Janet, for inviting me, and I'm just honored and grateful that God has given me an opportunity to be a part of the service, to pray for these girls. I can only imagine what their families are going through, so I just pray that the Lord rains down on the family, He rains down on the parents, and just keeps them covered and protected, and just let them know that that's all that they need is God and God alone, and they will get through no matter what. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing glory and saturate our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing glory and saturate our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing glory and saturate our hearts. Rain on us. Breathe on us. Shower down. Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord. Rain on us, breathe on us, shower down, send your spirit, Lord, rain on us. Breathe on us, shower down, shower down, shower down, shower down, rain, oh, rain, Lord. Breathe on us, shower down. Shower down, send your spirit, Lord. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. light within us. Send a refreshing glory and saturate our hearts. Rain on us, Lord. Rain on the girls, Lord. Rain on the girls, Lord. Rain on them, Lord. Shower down, shower down, shower down, shower down, shower down.
Just in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, we thank you right now for their life, oh God. We thank you for their life, God, because you knew them before you formed them in their mother's womb, oh God, and you had a plan and you had a purpose for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray right now, God, like Jeremiah did, knocking at the door of your heart, God. You said in your word, God, that if we come to you, that you would in no wise cast us away, God, but you would incline your ear to hear us and answer our prayers, Lord. So we just thank you now in advance, God, for hearing our prayers, God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace, oh God, in the time of need. And right now, Lord, we need you, oh God. We need you to be God in this situation, oh God. We need you to show your hand strong. Show yourself mighty, oh God, in this situation, for you are all powerful, oh God. You see everything and you know everything, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray now that you would turn off that situation and turn it around, oh God. We bind the hand of every enemy, every satanic force in the name of Jesus, every spiritual weakness and high place and anything that comes against you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind you. We lose the power of the Holy Ghost that dwells everywhere, oh God. You're not just present in the U.S., but you're present everywhere, oh God. When your son Jesus died on the cross for us, Father God, you released his power to us, Lord. And for that, we are thankful. So we call on that power that dwells on the inside of us, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Go there now, God, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself strong. Be the mighty God that you know that you are, oh God, that we know you are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And touch them now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send an army of angels now, God. Send an army of angels, God, in the name of Jesus, there to watch over them, God, to protect them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from the hands of the evil one, oh God, from the pestilence, from anything, God, that would hurt them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Save their lives, Father God, because of the prayers of the righteous. You said in your word that if we would fervently pray unto you, oh God, that you would answer our prayers, oh God. So we come tonight, God, fervent, humble, oh God, with expectation, God, that every prayer, every spoken word, oh God, according to your will, that it will come to pass, because you said in your word that heaven and earth shall pass, but my word will never fail. So we stand on your word today, oh God. We stand on who you are, oh God, and what you promised us, oh God, and that we can come to you and ask, and whatever we ask, believe it and say, in your son Jesus' name, in the will of God, that you would in no wise cast us away, but you would hear us and answer our prayers, and answer our prayers. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God, for the daughters over there, God, for their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the hand of protection that is over them, that covers them right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now that you will keep their bodies strong, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now that you would just speak to one, that a Joseph may rise up in the midst of them, that they may come together in prayer, knowing that they have the same power that we do, oh God, that the enemy would stand with the feet on, that the enemy of God would rise up in them, oh God, that they may call on the name of Jesus, that they know that he will come and run to their rescue. He said and he promised us that he would be a very present help in this time of trouble. So now, God, let Joseph rise up in his camp in the name of Jesus, and may speak to them, and may speak life. We bind fear in those girls right now in the name of Jesus. We bind fear in the parents right now in the name of Jesus. We lose the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they stand strong, oh God, that they may conquer their emotions in this situation and look to the only one of God that can do anything, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they may come together and be strong, oh God, and not let what they see move them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but help them. I don't know. heart of those girls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage their hearts, God, because as the day is so fast, I'm sure that it's difficult for them to maintain and hold on to their faith, oh God. But touch them now, God. Encourage them. Touch them like only you can, Father God. Help them to just hold on, to not give up, to not faint. In the name of Jesus, but to hold on, for you draw nigh unto them, God. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word that if we abide in you, that you would abide in us, that you would be there. In the name of Jesus, so let them know that though the enemy is around them, oh God, and though that they are walking through that valley of the shadow, it's a shadow of death, but let them not fear the evil that has come among them, oh God. That you will be with them and comfort them and keep them in the name of Jesus. We honor your name, God. We give you glory because we do serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we praise you. And we receive your prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. I think we're doing a good job. And we just started. The devil is not ready. The heavens is shaking already. Everything that is bound in the kingdom of heaven must be loosed tonight. Every chain must be broken tonight by the reason of the anointing. And we are only just beginning. I am so touched to see everything in this room because I carry this burden in my heart. And I know that you all carry the same burden. I have a daughter. I have a son. And I can't imagine 24 hours not knowing where they are, knowing that they've been stolen, they've been kidnapped, because they are the children of righteousness, because they are the children of heritage, because they are the children of promise. So I'm glad that the devil is mad tonight. Even if all the light goes out of this building tonight, God is still on the throne. God still reigns. And the assignment that every one of us has been given tonight will be performed. It will be achieved. And we shall see the results in the name of Jesus. Before we go any further, I need to ask Minister White, Evangelist McNary, please, I need you to start lighting the candles. We're going to do a light. A candle vigil. Because we are going to speak their names. I have 180 names of those girls that are still missing. I have their names. They're not a figment of our imagination. They're not for news ratings. They're not for talk show ratings. They're not a face. It's not about social media buzzing. 103 days in captivity. 103 days in captivity. Tonight, we are going to speak their names. We are going to speak their names before we go further in our service. On Sunday, May 4th, the Christian Association of Nigeria released the names of the remaining 180 abducted schoolgirls. The identities of the teenage girls now enslaved by their captors include names like Comfort, Blessing, Grace, Rejoice, and Glory. May God comfort them. Show his blessing upon them. Grant them the grace to persevere so that when all is said and done, they will have a reason to rejoice and give God all the glory. As the candles have been passed out, I'm going to
to read their name. All 180 of them. And 95% of them are Christians. Actually, 97% of them are Christians. Deborah Adge. Power Adge. Can you imagine having two of your children missing? Power Yima. Asabe Manu. Wamalan Pogu. Patience Zakwa. Saraya Malstover. Mary Dowder. Gloria Dowder. Gloria Menta. Anata Menta. Anatu Ishaku. Gloria Dharma. Tabitha Pogu. Maifa Dharma. We speak your names tonight. Ruth Kolo. Esther Usman. Our James, Antonius Jehona, Kume Muta, Aisha Ezekiel, Unguba Fuba, Quanta Simon, Kuma Apoku, Esther Marcus, Hannah Stephen, Ricardo Amos, Rebecca Malum, Blessing Abana, Ladi Wadai, Tabitha Hailimpa, Ruth Ngalda, Safia Abdu, Naomi Yahona, Salome Titus, Rhoda John, Rebecca Cabell, Chrissy Yahi, Rebecca Luca, Laraba John, Saratu Marcus, Mary Usman. We speak your names tonight. Deborah Yahona, Naomi Zakaria, Hanatu Musa, Hawa Taylor, Juliana Yakubu, Susanna Yakubu, Saraya Paul, Jumai Paul, Mary Sule, we speak your names tonight. Jumai John, Yankee Shitima, Muli Waligam, Fatima Tachi, Eli Joseph, Saratu Emmanuel, Deborah Peter, Rahila Petrus, Lukwad Sanda, Kuna Lilai, Lydia Ima, Laraba Maman, Awa Kiswa, Comfort Adila, Power Abdu, Power Balti, Janet Joshua, Laraba Paul, Saraya Amos, Glory Yaga, Naomi Petrus, Godia Petrus. We speak your names tonight. Naomi Luca, Miriamu Lawan, Tabitha Silas, Mary Yahona, Ladi Joel, Rejoice Tanki. We speak your names tonight. Lugwa Samo, Comfort Amos, Saraya Samuel, Sika Abdul, Talata Daniel, Rejoice Musa, we speak your names tonight. Deborah Abari, Salome Pogu, Mary Amo, Ruth Joshua, Esther John, Esther Ayuba, Mariana Yakubu, Zara Ishaku, Mariana Wabi, Naomi Petrus, Rahila Yahana, Ruth Lawan, Ladi Paul, Mary Paul, we speak your names tonight. Helen Musa, Margaret Wasai, Deborah Yafaru, Philo Dowda, Febi Haruna, Ruth Ishaku, Rachel Nkeki, Rifkatu Solomon, Mariamu Yahaya, Saratu Dowda, Yinka Shama, Margaret Shisima. Mariama Yahaya, Saratu Dowda, Yinka Shama, we speak your names tonight. Margaret Shesima, Yana Yidal, Grace Paul, Amina Ali, Palmata Musa, Aladana Musa, Finda Nui, Yana Spoku, Saraya Musa, Hawa Joseph, Hawa Kwakwa, Hawa Musa, Mariamu Musa, Mamuna Usman, Rebecca Joseph, Liatu Habitu, Naomi Philemon, Deborah Abbas, Ladi Ibrahim, Asabe Ali, Mariamu Bulama, Ruth Amos, we speak your names tonight. Mary Ali, Abigail Puka, Deborah Amos, Saraya Yangu, Kauna Luka, Christiana Petrus, Yana Puka, Howard Peter, Khadija Yakubu, Lydia Simon, Ruth Petrus, we speak your names tonight. Yakubu, Lukwa Muta, Moa Daniel, Hanatu Nuhu, Monica Enoch, Margaret Yama, Dorcas Yakubu, Rhoda Peter, Saratu Ayuba, Naomi Adamu, Hawa Ishai, Rahab Ibrahim. We speak your names tonight. Kahi Abdu, Hassan Adamu, Rikaya Kwatat, Halima Gamba, Aisha Lawan, Tabu Mala, Yai Abana, Faita Lawan, and Kwajubu Manu. We speak your name tonight. Hallelujah! 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 At this time, I'm going to ask all the Tyrone.
Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise today. Come on, let's give God praise today for His goodness, for His kindness. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Just say that with me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Light of the world. Light of the world, You step out into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made, beauty that made this heart adore You. Hope of a life filled with You. Help me say, here I am. Here I am to work. Here I am to, here I am to. You're my God, oh my. You're all together, lovely. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to. Here I am to worship, here I am to. Here I am to. Here I am to. You're my God, You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Come and say, I'll never know. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. So here I am to worship. Here I am to worship. we're all together. All together, worthy. All together, wonderful to me. Oh, come on, let's just give God worship today. Come on, let's give God, open up your mouth and just give God worship today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you know our God is greater. There's no God like our God. Water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. Help me say this. There's none like you. None like you. Oh, into the darkness. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes. Out of the ashes. There's no one like you. Oh, come on, just tell them. There's none like you.
There's nothing I cannot do. Small task for God to do. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Yeah.
There's nothing my God cannot do.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to call on Mahanda Williams that has written a poem specifically for this night. You may be seated. Amen.
Good evening, Saints. Oh, we can do a little better than that. Good evening, Saints. We have got to praise our God because there is no spot that God is not. Amen? And in the midst of this, we have to understand that he is getting all due praise and all due glory because the miraculous works of God are freeing 180 girls. We will already speak on today that it is done. That it is done on today. So what we're going to do is start a prayer of thanksgiving on today. We're going to say thank you because they're already free. We have to understand that we are fighting principalities in high places. This is not a human thing. Okay? This is a supernatural thing. And the only way to get this done is through the power of prayer and petition, gratitude and thanksgiving. So we're going to stand in the gaps for the mothers. We're standing in the gaps for the fathers. We're standing in the gaps for our brothers and sisters over in Africa because it's not over there. It's already here because you're in the realm of spirit. So we are already there in Africa because we're tied by blood. We are tied by a common bond and a spirit. So on today, we're going to thank God right now in advance for the freedom of his sons and daughters. I heard names like Grace, names like Blessing. When we say name, we're saying a nature. These are natures. These are indwelling spirits that are already free. But when we call their name, we are called forth their freedom. Already in the name of Jesus. It's already done. So I wrote this piece specifically for this event because your first lady, please put around, please, get, please. And her husband, who are the head of this house. It was her passion and fervor that I felt even over the byways of Facebook that these are her sons and her daughters. This is personal. It's one thing when it's over there, but it's another when it's you. And so we have to make it personal. And so I went into meditation. I went into my hiding place, not to hide from the enemy because I ain't scared, but so that I could become one with the Spirit. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was what? So I want to share with you, if you would just humor me for a moment, a plea to Nigeria. It is not just the destruction of life, but robbery of innocence. It is not just terror and the young hearts of the innocent, but an ache that reaches its cold and arctic fingers around the world. It is not just tears and wails of inconsolable mothers, but the fear and havoc for young girls who were deprived of their consent for first kisses, freedom,
and other childhood treasures. It is not just a plea for Africa. It is a plea for humanity to heed. It is for the sacredness of their divinity. It is for the preservation of life. It is for the blessing and birthright of a nation. It's for our daughters, our ancestors. It is for our native land. It is for our God. It is for the righteousness of doing what is right in the face of opposition and death. Let me say that again. It is for the righteousness of doing what is right in the face of opposition and death. It is for life. It is for mine. It is for yours. It is for Nigeria. I'm not going to call on Pastor Matthew. Victory Church.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I said, praise the Lord, everybody. Put those hands together. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you. We adore you. There's not like you. We are the real God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, you're worthy, Lord. We worship you, oh God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for answering every prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Clap those hands one more time and give God praise. Can you tell the Lord thank you? Come on, just say thank you. Down through the years, I've learned that when I begin to thank God, I see the quicker manifestation of what it is that I'm praying for. It's an act of faith when you thank God. Somebody say amen. And when you believe you have received, I think it's just good manners to say, yeah. To say thank you. And I know that many have prayed already and many are going to continue to pray, but we already counted as done. Somebody say amen. And if we counted as done, then we need to be grateful. Somebody say amen. Now, when I receive something from God, I'm usually pretty glad about it. I'm usually pretty happy about it. Come on here. I start shouting and praising God. Giving God thanks. Somebody say amen. Now listen, anybody can praise God when they got it in their hand. But it takes faith to praise God in advance. Can I get somebody to give God some praise right now in advance? I'm in the right church. No. You really know that you got it? Well, you really know that you've received it? Hallelujah. You can jump up and down on it. You stop turning all around it. Giving God the glory. I know it's a little hot. I know it's a little humid. Amen, somebody. But I can still wave my hand. Glory to God. And give God the glory tonight. Hallelujah. My assignment is to pray tonight. And anytime I'm going to do anything for the Lord, I want to make sure I'm on the right page and speaking the right things, because I know the power of prayer. Somebody say amen. You have to learn how to speak to those things. If you don't speak to it, won't nobody else speak to it for you. Somebody say amen. And so one of the first things that God had Moses do, he said, go speak to Pharaoh and tell him, let my the right search. Somebody said, you got to talk to it. You got to speak to the situation, speak to your sickness, speak to your disease, and tell them what God said. Somebody say amen. You've got to send news to your adversary what the word of the Lord already is concerning the situation. Somebody say amen in here. And so tonight we're going to declare and decree, amen, the will of God, amen, concerning these young women that have been kidnapped out of their homes and from away from their families, and their lives have been taken, amen. And we know right now in the name of Jesus that my God is able to restore. Amen, somebody. But how many know not only will he restore, but he'll restore double for your trouble. Somebody say amen. That when the enemy comes in like a flood, that my God will raise up a standard against them. Am I in the right place tonight? I come to stir you up just a little bit. Amen, somebody. Because I heard somebody say, you're going to have faith. Somebody say amen. And faith is believing that God's ability is already made available for you. All you have to do is believe. All things are possible to him that believe. Amen, somebody. And so while I was sitting there, God gave me some very specific things to pray for. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Number one, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, it says, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violent. Somebody say, take it. Somebody say, take it, take it. Now listen, when something gets taken from you, amen, you got to be bad enough to go take it back. Somebody say amen. You've got to be able to walk into the enemy's camp and say, that don't belong to you. Somebody say amen in this place. And so tonight we're going to pray, amen, amen, for a violent, fervent, amen, attack, amen, in the name of Jesus, for release of these toilets in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. And this is the confidence that we have in you tonight, that if we ask anything according to your will, O God, we know that you will hear us and give us the things that we have desired in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we speak over the lives of these Nigerian daughters in the name of Jesus. Every single one of them that have been named in this place tonight. Father God, we ask that they be loosed, amen, from captivity so that they may worship the true and living God in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we speak to the spirit of abduction in the name of Jesus. And we bind that spirit in Jesus' name. Not just for the daughters that are in Nigeria, but the spirit of abduction, amen, in this United States of America, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus against the spirit of a kidnapper, in the name of Jesus. One that would come in and steal unawares. One that would sneak in and creep in. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name for you to cover these daughters and keep these daughters and bring about a speedy release in the name of Jesus. Father God, I loose right now the power to escape. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus for these captives to let the daughters go in the name of Jesus. And we count it as done right now in Jesus' name. We give your name the glory. We give your name the praise. Now right now, while I'm praying, while I'm talking, I want you to see every daughter being released right now. In the name of In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. A mighty exodus. In the name of Jesus. A powerful release. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Come on, clap those hands. Come on, clap them, clap them. Hallelujah. Now, if you believe it is done, I need you to give God thanks one more time. Come on. Come on, thank Him. Come on. Come on, thank Him. Come on, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See some young girl running to the house of her mother. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See some father sitting in the sun running to the road. Looking at his baby. Thank you. I hear the news. Saying they've been released. He's hearing in the spirit. Come on, come on. Thank you. Say, I love our son. Come on, thank you. Come on. Thank you. Come on. Thank you. Because nobody knew it but you. And nobody knew it but you. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. He moves it like the rivers. He can turn it whichever way he wants it. Oh, I heard the word of God say the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous interferes as much. Hallelujah. We've got to stand in faith. In the name of Jesus. Come on, celebrate. Come on, celebrate. In Jesus' name. Come on, come on. One more time. Come on, celebrate. Come on, come on. Celebrate what he's doing. Celebrate the breakthrough. Celebrate the chains being broken. Celebrate the hopes being destroyed. Celebrate the lives being restored. Celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Clap those hands one more time. Bless the wonderful name of the Lord. In Jesus.
At this time, we're going to invite up to minister to us Stella Award winner, Prentice Porter. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. He's worthy to be praised through the good times, through the rough times. And we know what we're here for, asking the Lord to help those young girls. Could have been ours. It could have been another way, as our pastor says. It could have been another way. But God said, saw fit to watch over ours. He's watching over them. And we know he's watching over them. And we're not going to look at it any other way. And as I just keep hearing all evening how the chains are broken. And you know what? That's because of the power in the name of Jesus. He's so powerful. His name can break all the chains. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up, there's an army rising up to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Whoa, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Let me say that again. There's an army rising up. You know, God's got his angels out there. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up to break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Listen. I hear the chains falling. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Listen. I hear the chains falling. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I hear the chains falling. Quick, 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 quick. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Oh, I hear the chains falling.
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Knowing
we can rejoice and be glad. And we can just keep on worshiping and worshiping. Because, you know, we don't wait till the battle is over. We start shouting and praising and worshiping him the very moment we ask him for what we want. And, you know, our Lord is so good. His mercy endures forever and ever and ever. So we're going to just change this pace and just do a little bit of a rejoicing, which means we got to bring it up a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Hey, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Oh, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are you, for who you are. Oh, thank you.
If the child is dead, it's a different thing.
but you don't even know where your child is. It's so hard to explain. So we're going to pray for these children that the Lord will strengthen them. But I really want us, you know, we're not here to mourn. We're not here to be weary. We're here to celebrate that victory because testimony is ours in the name of Jesus. You know, there's so many things happening all over the world, but I'll give us this one testimony in order for us to know that with God, all things are possible. With God, nothing, right? That's what shall be possible. The only thing God cannot do is nothing. So he can do all things. Amen. There was a time, I think, a mother and two children were kidnapped. And they find themselves in this place, you know, of these killers. But, you know, the little child has a strength. I want you to know the power of God, the strength of God from within you. Because it can be tired from outside, but if that rises up from within you, you are able to do anything, because it says greater is he in you than he that is in the world. This little child, even when the mother don't know what to do, is the one that held on to a mantle. There was no way of escape for these children and the mother. But this little child had a mantle, you know, listening, and that's why it's good to bring our children to church and have them listen to the word of God. If whatever they take with them, that's what they're going to use to fight the battle. You understand? So it's very important to impact our children with the word of God. This little child took the mantle and called the name of Jesus. Called the name of Jesus. Believe you me, the door was open. There was fire that came out. The Lord honored the word of that little child. So we're going to pray for these children wherever they are. God knows, even if we don't know the sheep, he knows the exact point. And we're going to call the name of Jesus. How many of you know the story of in 2 Chronicles 20, what happened? Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, what did they do? They were praising. And what happened? Those enemies, they rose against themselves. They killed themselves. It's not impossible. If they're not ready to take them back, let them turn against themselves and kill themselves. Those six children can have a way of escape. Amen? So, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're praying. The angels are walking, and we have God's attention where God is here right now as we're praising him, and we know it's walking, and that battle is over in the name of Jesus. So we want to pray. Let's rise up on our feet as we pray and thank God. We know the victory is already, the battle is already won, and victory is ours in the name of Jesus. But let's lift up these children that their name have been mentioned tonight, and the one that we don't even know their names, that the Lord will strengthen them, even in this battle, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, there is nothing. Open your mouth, and call it done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because when God says this, every devil will step out. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. Because you are hiding place, oh Lord. Father, we pray that you strengthen the children from within. That none of them will grow weary nor tired, Lord. In this battle, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray that your fear will surround them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord, because we know that greater is he that it is Lord than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we lift all these children before you. Right now, wherever they are, Lord, Father, we have written the blood, we have prayed, Lord. It is time, Lord, for this, oh Lord, to become a we give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come against every fear, every lies of the enemy, that burn these children, Lord, to give way in the name of Jesus to these sons of deliverance. In the name of Jesus. For we know that the battle is of the Lord. The battle is of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this battle that you have won, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you honor, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my terrible shaker. Brethren, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let's thank God for these children. Let's thank God for this friend. Let's thank God for surrounding them with a tank of fire. In the name of Jesus. No more shall any one of these children be killed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And adoration, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be the holy name. Blessed be the holy name. Father, we thank you. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Lift up your hands and tell him it's worthy. Let's thank the Lord for what he